one of the most prevalent issues is codependency. Though most people don't know they have a problem or even know what it means. Here's the definition of codependency. Codependency is a behavioral condition in a relationship where one person enables another person's addiction, poor mental health, immaturity, irresponsibility, or underachievement. Among the core characteristics of codependency is an excessive reliance on other people for approval and a sense of identity. A lot of words to take in. So now we're going to look at one of the more codependent characters in the Bible, Jezebel. Gene, would you read scripture? Hold it. I'm sorry, Gene. I'm sorry. Hang on. Isaac. Yeah, you read first.
Sometime later, there was an incident involving vineyard belonging to Naboth the Jezreelite. The vineyard was in Jezreel, close to the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. Ahab said to Naboth, let me have your vineyard to use for a vegetable garden, since it's close to my palace. In exchange, I'll give you a better vineyard, or, if you prefer, I'll pay you whatever it's worth. But Naboth replied, the Lord forbid that I should give you the inheritance of my ancestors. So Ahab went home, sullen and angry, because Naboth, the Jezreelite, had said, I will not give you the inheritance of my ancestors. He lay on his bed, sulking and refused to eat. His wife, Jezebel, came in and asked him, why are you so sullen? Why won't you eat? He answered her, because I said to Naboth the Jezreelite, sell me your vineyard, or if you prefer, I will give you another vineyard in its place. But he said, I will not give you my vineyard. Jezebel, his wife, said, is this how you act as a king over Israel? Get up and eat. Cheer up. I will get you the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelites. So she wrote a letter in Ahab's name, placed his seal on them, and sent them to the elders of the and nobles who lived in Naboth's city with him. In those letters she wrote, proclaim a day of fasting and seat Naboth in a prominent place among the people. But seat two scoundrels opposite and have them bring charges that he has cursed both God and the king. And take him out and stone him to death. So the elders and the nobles who lived in Naboth's city did as Jezreel directed in the letters she had written to them. They proclaimed a fast and seated Naboth in a prominent place among the people. Then two scoundrels came and sat opposite him and brought charges against Naboth before the people, saying, Naboth has cursed both God and the king. So they took him outside the city and stoned him to death. Then they sent word to Jezebel, Naboth has been stoned to death. As soon as Jezebel heard that Naboth had been stoned to death, she said to Ahab, get up and take possession of the vineyard of Naboth's Jezreelites that had refused to sell you. He is no longer alive, but dead. When Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, he got up and went down to take possession of Naboth's vineyard.
Thank you. Jezebel was a codependent. Why? Because she was obviously distressed by her husband's reactions, and she allowed his anger to affect her behaviors. The husband's sulking in anger didn't get Ahab the desired vineyard, but it did motivate his wife Jezebel into doing it for him. That codependency was her response to his reaction. Ahab's reaction was his. But his wife's response and acceptance of the task as hers was a failure. Why? She thought it was her place to improve his situation because she allowed the husband sulking and not eating to affect her feelings and actions. This may not have been his objective, but it got results. It might not have been the intent of Ahab to motivate his wife, but that was her response to his reaction. So who was wrong, him or her? Both. Codependency is an emotional and behavioral condition that affects an individual's ability to have healthy, mutually satisfying relationships. The relationships tend to be lopsided and not equally nourishing. So let's look a little more into Jezebel's failures. Codependents want admiration. Jezebel wanted King Ahab's admiration. Codependents frequently pair with people who want to be supported. These two types of people can become one destructive force. Gene? 'Now you know where the title, it's about dog food. Dogs are going to take care of this problem. Jezebel fixed King Ahab's unfulfilled problem for him. Why? Perhaps for significance, prestige, admiration, validation. She disliked her husband's response and didn't aid her husband through his problem. Instead, she took over his problem. Maybe Jezebel aided her husband, King Ahab, to obtain peace. Maybe she was tired of his constant sulking. It was a momentary serenity at the expense of her self-respect and his future. People who reject the concept that someone of authority can be wrong fail. Why? Ahab didn't have a good reason to want Naboth's vineyard. He just wanted it. Jezebel fed her own temptations, strongholds, and attitudes within herself because she promoted her codependency. Let's dig a little deeper into Ahab's failures. He carried the title of king. He had a strong designation. Strong titles oftentimes lead to strong personalities, while codependents follow. Ahab pouted, which points to people who seek others to do their work, which they should be doing for themselves. They're lazy. They can't accept defeat or do what it takes to motivate others. They're miserable and make everyone around them miserable. King Ahab tried to intimidate Naboth's vineyard away from him. Naboth hung onto his land because of his ancestry. Lineage was important to him. Ahab had no respect for Naboth or his lineage. Compassion is an outward expression of love. Therefore, a person has regard, respect, consideration, sympathy, tenderness, and a sensitivity for another's feeling. And Ahab didn't promote those within himself. As a Christ follower, it's important to respect an individual, not bully, disrespect, judge, or reject people, or have a tantrum for not getting your your selfish desires fulfilled. Ahab failed. Here are some questions to determine your codependency. As a result of someone's withdrawal, anger, or unhealthy coping, has someone turned into a people pleaser, also known as a codependent? Are there any poor behaviors that have gone unidentified and codependents have engulfed it to provide a semblance of security? Is there a promotion of enabling and lack of ownership? Has anyone overpowered another's behavioral normalcy through tactics of selfishness? When someone doesn't get their way, does their attitude sour? And whether intentional or not, are they manipulating another into action? When someone's mood sours, do people within any family type setting become motivated to take control of the problem? I think this next one is one of the big ones. Are you doing more than your share of the workload so everything can run smoother or easier for everyone else, except yourself, because you bear the brunt of the workload? Does it make you resentful? Has this response you aid others into a better outlook become a pattern? Have you noticed others are getting praise for your efforts? Does that make you resentful? Do you want to correct other people's problems? Breaking away from this for just a second, that isn't in my notes, but when I joined CR in 2010, one of the things that I responded to, found in myself, was I'm a fixer. I wanted to fix everything and everybody and any of their problems, whether they wanted it or not. This is a real tough road to handle. You see somebody failing and you want to just step in and fix it because you think you have all the answers. Well, trust me, you don't have all the answers, you just think you do. You're fooling yourself, and I was fooling myself in a lot of this. And this took quite a while to get this attitude that I had put somewhat behind me. I still want to, but I try not to put it out there and do it for them. Okay, back to this. If people think doing someone's work for them gets them out of a lot of angry confrontations, it's wrong thinking. If people believe doing another people's work to gain favor is good, that's a failure. Jezebel observed Ahab's distress and then acted. She failed. Codependents learn to monitor body language. If a person isn't in the right mood, they work quickly to resolve the other's attitudes. That was Jezebel's response. They believe the lie another needs their unconditional support to be a codependent for another and endure psychological or physical abuse. Codependency is a choice or response to another's attitude or reaction. Codependents look for their validation through others. Things to help determine if you're a codependent. Do you avoid having to deal with another's anger and irritation? Do you endure suffering for the benefit of others who are making unwise choices? Do you attempt to not appear self-centered because that seems to promote someone's anger? Do you allow strong personalities to overpower your needs, wants, and desires? Do you want to put aside your personal needs to find favor? Do you allow others to dictate your life and needs? Do you choose to not express your needs? The other frequently unrecognized side. A codependent appears overly compliant and helpful, but they cause their own misfortune, just like Jezebel. While bullies create havoc and chaos, exerting manipulative power, like Ahab. Selfish people are self-centered and lack the ability to mentor others into discovering who they are without them. They develop codependency. People can try to mask their wounds through self-medication, avoidance, or worse yet, seeking others in excess through emotional or psychological reliance. They believe incorrectly they need a partner in crime, a codependent. Did Ahab respond with sulking to motivate Jezebel? but could be perceived that way. People can self-medicate through the need of a codependent while believing falsely they need a person or persons who help them restore to a peaceful state. This kind of scenario involves some set of mutually dependent circumstances. People who destructively have a need for each other, the abuser, and their codependent. Codependents may perceive grace as helping, instead they enable, like Jezebel did with Ahab. So did Ahab and Jezebel become dog food? Let's see. 1 Kings 21, 24 through 29. Dogs will eat those belonging to Ahab who die in the city, and the birds will feed on those who die in the country. There was never anyone like Ahab who sold himself to do evil in the eyes of the Lord, urged on by Jezebel, his wife. He behaved in the vilest manner by going after idols, like the Amorites the Lord drove out before Israel. When Ahab heard these words, he tore his clothes, put on sackcloth, and fasted. He lay in sackcloth and went around meekly. Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite. Have you noticed how Ahab has humbled himself before me? Because he has humbled himself, I will not bring this disaster in his day, but I'll bring it on his house in the days of his son. Because Ahab humbled himself, God spared him. As we struggle with all these kinds of different issues that we all have, anybody says they don't have any issues, I think they're pulling your leg. One way or another, everybody has issues of one kind or another. We have to work that we don't let that control us. Very hard to do. It's a hard cycle to break. Some people might do it easily. Other people might take years. They might not ever get it done. But I think the biggest phrase there is, because Ahab humbled himself, God spared him. God will do the same thing for us if we humble ourselves to him. He will spare us. Will you pray with me as the worship team comes forward? Lord, thank you for this day, and thank you for the people here, and just ask that you help our thoughts. And if we have an issue and a problem, that we work through it, we seek help, and learn to be a better person for you and for the people around us. We ask all this in the name of Jesus. Amen.